Good morning, everybody. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, it is a good opportunity that you give it to us so that before we start our daily life, we come to you, we hear the word of God, and we try to meditate it. We pray that your wisdom come upon us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us continue our Bible reading from Psalm 119. Today we will read from verse 73 to 80. Hear the word of God, 73. Your hand made me and fashioned me. Give me understand that I may learn your commandment. May those who fear you see me and be glad. Because I wait for your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your loving kindness comfort me according to your word to your servant. May your compassion come to me that I may live. For your law is my delight. May the arrogant be ashamed, for they suffered me with a lie. But I shall meditate on your precept. May those who fear your turn to me, even those who know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your status, so that I will not be ashamed. Brothers and sisters, in this part, psalmist start from the story of creation. He said that, your hand made me and fashioned me. Brothers and sisters, we need to remember that two parts of creation, made me and fashioned me. Yeah. Made me is something common. Fashioned me is something special. Because he fashioned us, that all of us is special. Is special. Job said that God fashioned him. Psalm 139 verse 13 also said God formed him. In Matthew chapter 6, 23 verse 33. Let us Matthew chapter 6, 25 to 33. We read verse 26. Look at the bird of the air. They do not sow and nor reap or nor gather into barn. And yet your heavenly Father feed them. Are you not worth much more than they? And then we continue to 28. And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow, and they do not toil nor they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like the one of this. You see this comparison. The bird, the lily fashioned by God is more beauty than the clothes that Solomon were. Now we are higher than the bird, we are higher than the lily, and God also fashioned us. That means, brothers and sisters, we are so valuable in the eyes of God. So by this verse, I can say that this is the basic of our identity. When we talk about our identity, sometimes we feel inferior, sometimes we feel no value, sometimes we feel hopeless. But we need to remember, from creation, God created us, and also God fashioned us. More of that, if we continue this reading to the New Testament, then we can see that God redeemed us. So, every believer is valuable person in the eyes of God. No one of us have bad identity. We all have perfect identity because we create by God and also we save by God. That's the first one. The second one, after the psalmist talk about the creation, now he goes to the second part. Second part is his prayer. Give me understanding. Yeah, give me understanding. When I try to meditate this reading, oh yeah, the first part, psalmist talk about identity. The second part, how this identity become your self-esteem. Become your self-esteem. So you need the understanding of God. In our life, three things that we need. First, we need wisdom. Second, we need understanding. The third, we need knowledge of God. By these three things can form our identity, become self-esteem. No wonder the writer told us, give me understanding. Understanding means to be able to discern the process of construction. Yeah, so that you can see, you can understand, you know how to make something. This understanding is very important as in our life. Many people try to read, but they don't understand. Same when we try to read the Bible, sometimes we don't understand. But the Bible told us, seek, then you will find it. Seek, that means you ask God, God, please open our mind. Please open our mind. Please open our mind so that I know this Bible reading. For example, remember that two persons walked with Jesus after the resurrection. They didn't know anything, but after they have conversation with Jesus, and then Jesus remind them break the bread, and then after that they open, their mind was open, and then suddenly they go back to Jerusalem, and after they go back to Jerusalem, they told everything to other disciple. What they do is something because they already understanding. So brothers and sisters, what we need is understanding. If you do lack of understanding, let us pray. That's why this morning I want to let us know that what kind of petition when you come to God. Sometimes we just ask God for success, ask God for our health, ask us for something to fulfill our flesh. But this morning, please keep in mind, first of all, ask God to give you understanding. Yeah. Why this understanding is important? Number one, that I may learn your commandment. Brothers and sisters, how we can understand God's commandment? We need God's understanding. Because God's commandment sometimes is different with what we want it. For example, very easy. When someone slap you, then we cannot slap back, but we give them another part. This is crazy. Yeah, this is crazy. Even in Hong Kong, no one slap you, but when you get in the line, someone from the back and then walk in front of you, you will say, "Pai toya, pai toya." We will angry with this kind of situation. But now the Bible said, when someone slap you at the right left, a right part, and then you give it at the left part. Oh, how I can understand this kind of commandment? Come to God. Come to God. And then God will give you understanding. So understanding lead us to understand the commandment of God. That's number one. Number two, why we need understanding. I know, Lord, that your judgments are righteous, that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Yeah? If everybody can say that in faithfulness you have afflicted me, that no one of us will complain or blaming. Yeah? Why me? Why me? Why me? I'm so diligent, come to God. I serve God. Why? He much richer and happy than us. This kind of complaint comes because we don't know behind the problem. If we know behind the problem, brothers and sisters, then we will enjoy our condition. To enjoy our condition, we need understanding. Understanding that God gave it to us. This is the second point. The third point, we go back to 74. May those who fear you see me and be glad, because I wait your word. May those who fear me, may those who fear you see me and be glad. Yeah. So, someone who fear God, see me and be glad. That means I have something that make other people happy. This talk about our daily life, this talk about our witness, this talk about our conduct. Because of understanding, I have changed. Because of my changing, make people happy and they be glad in God. So, this is so beautiful. Because of understanding. And then the last part, brothers and sisters, from 77 to 80. In these five verses, I can say that understanding lead us in better prayer. Lead us in better prayer. You see, what kind of petition that he talked about in this five verse. First, oh, may your loving kindness comfort me. May your compassion come to me. May the arrogant be ashamed. May those who fear you turn to me. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, so that I will not be ashamed. Oh, brothers and sisters, when I read these five verses, now God remind me what kind of prayer that you ask and you bring to God. Yeah, what kind of prayer? These five verses tell us, first, pray that your loving kindness comfort me. Second, pray that your compassion come to me. The third one, may the arrogant be ashamed. We don't fight with them, we just bring them to God. The fourth one, may those who fear you turn to me. If we have people who fear God turn to us, then we will save. No problem, because this all good guy come to us. And the last one, may my heart be blameless in your status. That means I really want to make God happy. I really want to make God happy. So these four kind of prayer come from understanding. So I will make the conclusion. why we need understanding so that we can know the commandment of God. Why we need understanding so that we can change our life. Why we need understanding so that we can understanding the purpose of God's discipline in our life. Why we need understanding so that we know how to pray to God. It is beautiful, brothers and sisters. Of course, so beautiful. Because it's so beautiful, this time we need to bow our head, close our heart, our eyes, and then ask God, God, I don't want anything. I just want understanding that comes from you, fulfill our mind and our heart. Let us ask God to give us this kind of understanding. Wesley will lead us in prayer, in worship.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Brothers and sister, after we pray for God's understanding come upon us this morning, let us spend our time to continue prayer for people around us that we know they are suffer with many problems. Suffer with physical problem, suffer with spiritual problem, yeah, suffer with psychology problem, suffer with financial problem, suffer with identity problem. Yeah. Let us pray for them, Father, brothers and sisters. Let's remember, oh yeah, this is my friend. Long time ago, I didn't see them. I want to pray for them. Now we go back to our prayer for our church. We pray for mission focus. Today we pray for Japan. We pray for Cambodia. We bring Pastor Sophia Jungmin Hanjin in Tokyo. We bring Grace Oasis House, Pastor Jenny Oh in Cambodia. Let's pray for them. We know that being a missionary is not easy. There are a lot of obstacles that they face. We pray that God will give them power, authority to overcome all the problems and then bring the gospel to the people around them. Let's pray together. Thank you. Let's pray for Mission Council. We pray for P. Sam, P. Samuel, Tim Tang, John Cosby, and P. Andrew, and then all the people who join in Mission Council, that they always bring God mission to the church and to outside the church. Let's pray together. Let also pray for local outreach. We know we have Igape, Homi, Freedom Bridge, and other ministry regarding outreach. We pray that God bless all the people who join in outreach and then bring God love to a non-believer. Let's pray together. We pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray for Cadence, who lead this ministry, so that we can show our love for newborn baby who need love and care from God. Let's pray together. Pray for Friday night gathering, IP, SPU, SPU, GIC class. We pray that God may lead all the fellowship and activity that held in SP tonight. Same time, we also pray for House Church, Element, McLean, G.O., McDaddy, and other House Church. We pray that God bless House Church, a place for people can gather and grow together. Thank you. Also, we pray for pregnancy mother. We pray that God will take care of them. All the womb grow health, and then all man happy with all this kind of pregnant. We pray that God will bless the family also. Brothers and sisters, the last point, we pray for Hong Kong. At least we can praise the Lord, because yesterday, zero case, both import and local. That means after 7 months we pray, that we can see that God take care of us who live in Hong Kong. We pray for the future of Hong Kong. We pray for Hong Kong people so that they can see Jesus. We pray that there is a peace and joy in this city. Father, thank you for time that you give it to us. We can hear the word of God. We can ask understanding from you. We can bring all this petition to you, Father. Now it is a time for us to start our daily life. We pray that you will lead us step by step. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Finish, you can continue for your personal prayer. Have a good weekend. See you on Sunday. Bye-bye.